Well, good morning.
Good morning.
Isn't it exciting to be here in this beautiful setting, Lancaster, Pennsylvania? We love the Amish treats. If you had one of the whoopie pies, it's quite a delight. You get them in different flavors. We bought several on our first day here, and it's quite exciting to get the various flavors that are there. But it's nice to see the greenery around and certainly the colors and certainly the fall produce. We're really, really enjoying all of that. So hopefully you are taking that in as well. It's good to be gathered here as God's family. Our family loves the beach. We like to enjoy the swimming in the waves or just playing in the sand. Or maybe you just want to take a stroll across the beach there. You know, hearing the waves and the just kind of therapeutic. I call it sand therapy. Now, I know we're not at the beach, but that's okay. We probably all have been to the beach. How many have been to the beach? Oh, yeah, just about the whole crowd, I suspected as much. Whether it's the Great Lakes or it's the ocean, we love to go to the beach. But you know, there's one event when you go that you have to see. Can anybody guess what it is? I heard a couple over here. It's the sunset, isn't it? As that day begins to wind down and the sun begins to approach the horizon, you see the reds and the oranges, and they begin to gleam across that water. It slowly begins to drop, and then you look out across the waves, and it just seems endless, doesn't it? You look out at the horizon, and just, where does it end? You know, it's no wonder that God gave an analogy for us. We think about the millennium and what he's going to do. He gave a physical analogy because he always teaches through the physical, because we can understand that. Turn with me over to Isaiah chapter 11 and verse 9. There's a beautiful analogy that God gives us in relation to the beach, the ocean. Isaiah 11 and verse 9 says, "They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain." I'm certain that is a promise that we look forward to. The preceding verses talk about the change that will take place in the nature of animals and man. But I want to focus on the last sentence there. It says, "The earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea." As the waters cover the sea. The idea behind this analogy is that the entire earth will know God and have his truth. They'll have an understanding of what we have been given today as the waters cover the sea. And so the question I'd like to answer this morning is, how is the knowledge of God like water? How is the knowledge of God like water? The title for my message is, like we just sung about, As Waters Cover the Sea. As Waters Cover the Sea. Let's answer our question. How is the knowledge of God like water? Point number one, water gives life. Water gives life. We think about our earth. Earth is the only planet that has water. And water is essential for human life. Nearly 60% of our body is water. We think about our brain and our lungs, our blood, our heart, our skin. All of those are composed significantly of water. God made it that way. Water is vital to every nutrient in our body. Turn with me back to John chapter 6. And in verse 63, in the physical sense, water brings life to our body. Jesus Christ gives us the spiritual understanding here in John chapter 6 and in verse 63. John 6 and verse 63 says, "It is the Spirit which gives life. The flesh profits nothing." And certainly that is true. No matter what we do in this physical flesh, other than building character, means nothing. As we heard about, "It is the Spirit which gives life. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak to you are spirit, and they are life." In the coming kingdom, mankind is going to have access to God and his way through the Holy Spirit as that's poured out. So like water giving the physical life to us today, God's Spirit will give the ability for spiritual life. And that's the only way spiritual life can be attained. For the first time ever, all of mankind will have the opportunity to know God's truth. There's going to be abundant amounts. We think about the river that's going to flow from the throne of God and go out and heal, and the various symbolism that's there. The first time ever that will take place, everyone will have enough to be satisfied because God will give liberally. No one will need or experience a spiritual drought. Point number two, water heals. Water heals. Water helps with the production of our blood. It also helps with our muscle cells. We think about the immune system. I haven't seen too many here today, but a lot of you probably carry a water bottle to work, and you hydrate, and you refill throughout the day, right? That helps our immune system to stay healthy, and it strengthens that, which keeps us physically healthy. What happens when we get sick? We're told to drink fluids. You might add a little apple cider vinegar to it, maybe to ward off that bacteria. Water heals. Water heals. Go with me over to 2 Kings chapter 5. There's a beautiful story about healing back here in 2 Kings chapter 5. You may not think about it in relation to the feast, but I want you to think about the symbolism behind what took place here and the miraculous healing of Naaman. 2 Kings chapter 5 and in verse 13. 2 Kings 5 and verse 13. Now remember the story. Naaman has leprosy, and he's told to go visit Elisha. And he's told to bathe 7 times in the Jordan. Well, that can't be. How could that ever help me? There's other rivers where I live that are much better. But then he's coaxed into following the instructions of Elisha. In verse 13, the servants came near and they spoke to him, "My father, if the prophet had told you to do something great, would you have not have done it?" He expected a great miracle. God doesn't often always work that way. Think of the still small voice. Think of the interventions perhaps you've had in your life in the small ways where God intervened. He doesn't always do great things, but they are wonders, are they not? Continue. "How much more then when he says to you, 'Wash and be clean'?" So he went down and he dipped 7 times in the Jordan according to the saying of the man of God, and his flesh was restored like the flesh of a little child. He was clean. Now we think of a baby's flesh, it's very smooth, right? Very supple, very rich in color. That's what his flesh became. God miraculously healed. This is a type of the healing that God will give when his word and his truth is poured out. Naaman's washing in the Jordan represented God's healing. The knowledge of God and his ways will heal mind and body. It will heal the nature of mankind. That's going to be fantastic. The knowledge of God and his ways will heal mind and the nature of mankind. Because today, mankind has rejected God. They lack a moral compass. They don't know what is right or wrong. They get even the genders mixed up, as we heard about yesterday. It's sickening. God is going to heal them. Because man doesn't follow God's truth, they're sick in mind. And they're sick in body. We see a lot of that. That's why hospitals just pop up all over the place. Mankind needs healing. In the kingdom, that's not going to be the case. Mankind will not engage in behavior that will make them sick in body or mind. They will be physically and spiritually healed. Let's move on to point number three. How is the knowledge of God like water? Water cleanses. Water cleanses. Water is called the universal solvent. It dissolves more the substances than any other liquid. We wash our hands. We wash our cars. We do our laundry. All with what? Water. Right? Water is needed in our everyday to help our liver and our kidneys stay cleansed, to remove the poisons. Now you think, well, what poisons could I be taking in? Coffee. It's actually a poison. Now, it has some benefits. I drink coffee, but only occasionally. All right, how about alcohol? How about medications? How about food additives? By taking in the water, what do? We flush all those out, right, through the system that God designed. And it cleanses the body. It cleanses. Even the digestive system needs water. What's the first thing that you appreciate after celebrating atonement? Water. A glass of water, right? It re-energizes, it refreshes our body, doesn't it? Water cleanses. Water cleanses. It's essential to cleanse the toxins that are in our body. Go with me over to Ephesians chapter 5. How do we relate this in the spiritual sense to what God is going to do to mankind? Ephesians 5 and verse 25, there's a beautiful scripture here. It relates to the church, but it also relates to what God will do with mankind. Ephesians 5 and verse 25, this is talking about marriage and relating it to Christ and the church. We kind of break into the thought in verse 25. It says, "Husbands, love your wives, just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for her." Why? That he might present her to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle, that is, were to be producing character or any such thing. Actually, I skipped the verse, didn't I? Excuse me. "That he might sanctify and cleanse her with the washing of water by the word." So Jesus Christ loved the church. He offered his life for us, in extension, the entire body that God will call it eventually. Why? "That he might cleanse her with the washing of water." How? By the word. The knowledge of God. The knowledge of God. God's word cleanses our heart and mind. When we look into those things and apply them, it cleanses. It makes us realize we need to change. It cleanses. Practicing God's word with the help of his Holy Spirit changes our thinking. And it will be the same for all of mankind when they come to know God and his truth. Let's go back to Isaiah 11 and verse 9. Isaiah 11 and verse 9. Yes, I know we're not at the beach, but I would bet you have an image of that in your mind from the times that you've gone. "The earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea." We can understand this future promise because we've been to the beach. The ocean seems endless. All of mankind will have an understanding of God and his truth. And that knowledge, given only through the Holy Spirit, will give life, it will heal, and it will cleanse mankind and all of the earth.